Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. Like the song says, He's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. The light shines in the darkness, but this darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to comprehend what it's doing, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. People, His truth is marching on. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. Oh my God, what a God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. I'll tell you, what a time to be alive like never before. He said, I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. You know, and He is the Prince of Peace. He's the peace that transcends all understanding. Even as this time of great shaking, where there's great tumult, for the believer, for the Christian, your world is the same. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous run into it. It's a strong tower, and He is, and you are safe in there. So just stay in the Lord. Be at peace with Him. Know that what's going on, He's laid it all out to have happen. And we're living in a time that goes beyond words. What a time to be alive. I'll tell you, I was looking up Matthew. I was just reading in Matthew 28 and verse 18. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And then what did He do? This is after He died, was buried, and rose again. He turned around and gave you that same authority, that power. That word power is the word authority. In the Amplified, it reads, Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said unto them, all authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Now I turn around and give it unto you. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummate, to the very close and consummation of the age. So be it. When God is for you, people, who or what can be against you? I'll tell you, what a time to be alive, unless you're not born again. You know, Jesus said it. I'm looking it up right now in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 3, He says, verily, verily, He says it twice. Now listen up. I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So don't get confused about that. Unless a man, that Jesus is the only way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through Him. So you must be born again. What do? With the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let's go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Before I get going farther in the message today, just wanted to remind you about the webpage. Go to tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org, either one, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org, takes you to the same website. On the homepage there at the bottom, you get all our contact information. You can mail us our mailing address is. You can send your support offerings off by check that way. Touched by Him Ministries, it's P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us on the phone, 970-314-4077, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your reason for calling. If you want us to get back in contact with you, tell us that also, how we can do it, and we will. If you don't request it, we won't try. So anyway, that's how you do it, by mail, also, or by phone, and also on email. And this is all at the bottom of our website homepage. You can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. Send in your prayer requests. You know, email us, people. God's on the move. Believe on Him for your health and your healing. This message and last week's message is about your healing. Get in on it, man. God is for you. In the time in which we're living for now, never more so than ever before. Attend to His Word. Always put His Word first place. Put Him, Jesus, first place. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Everything that was made with Him. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the Word of God. So when you put Him first place in your life, everything in the Bible is Him. He was, is, and always will be Christ the Healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. So contact us through email with your prayer requests, and we'll get right after it with you, and we'll send you an answer back also. So also, if you want to get our prayer, our daily prayer that we pray for people, in hard copy form, just request it. Just send out an email, praywithme@tbhm.org. Put in daily prayer requests, and we'll send you the link. It's not just a link. It's not a link. We'll send you the actual PDF in PDF format. So anyway, I'll put a link to it also on our webpage, so you can go and get it there, and you can download it from there as well. So anyway, and it's, you know, as I can tell you more than ever before, I've said it every week, go to our media page. We only lease 30 minutes of airtime on radio, if that's how you're listening to us. But to hear the full broadcast, you got to go to our media page on the website, tbhm.org, TBHM, Touched by Him, TBHM Ministries, Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. Click to the media page. Go to the Radio Week 727. This is the last broadcast in the month of July of 2025. Man, His truth is marching on. Time is flying by. So get with it. But anyway, on the media page, you can hear the full entire broadcast in its length. I had some people complain about the fact that last week's broadcast kind of cut off at an inopportune time. We just ran out of time. Go to the website. Hear the full broadcast. For those of you listening on the in your automobile going down the highway, you can stream it on tbhm.org as you go down the road. I've done it many, many times myself. And you can hear the fullness of the message there. You can go back and listen to it again. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I like to listen to something that's got truth in it 2, 3, 4 times. And I encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast. Many times on the radio, on the media page, you'll see 6, 7, 8 weeks of broadcasts out there. So go and listen to them. Let them feed your spirit while you're going through your day, while you're working, and get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Lean upon Him and not His own understanding, and you can walk in the victory that comes from Him that overcomes the world. Again, so anyway, that's on the media page. When we run out of time on the radio broadcast, go there to hear the complete broadcast without interruption, okay? It's the same week, same one you're listening to over the radio. It's just it's uninterrupted. Gives you the fullness of the broadcast. So anyway, there you go. tbhm.org. Let's go forward with the victory now that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And again, this week's broadcast is for the 27th of July. Go back to last week's broadcast and listen to that. That'll be 7/20/25 on the media page on our website. And pick up from there, you can go here, and I'm going to pick up from where I left off last week. So Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and this is out of the New King James Version. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That same authority Jesus has and purchased for you at his death, burial, and resurrection. He has now given it to you. And this is not something symbolic or a poetic statement. It's a legal transfer of authority from Jesus to every believer. And if you're a believer, you have the authority. When Jesus defeated Satan through his death and resurrection, he stripped him of his power and gave that authority to the church. That includes authority over every form of sickness, every disease, every demonic influence that tries to torment the body or the mind. Sickness is not just a medical issue, it's a spiritual one as well. Not every sickness is caused directly by a demon. All sickness ultimately came into the world through the fall, and it operates under the curse, but the believer has been redeemed from the curse. Ultimately, sickness came into the world through the fall, and it operates under the curse, but the believer has been redeemed from the curse. That means you don't have to tolerate what Jesus already conquered. You have been given spiritual authority to speak to it, command resistance to it, to overcome it completely. That's anything in sickness and disease. Many believers are waiting for God to do something about the sickness, but in fact, God's waiting on them to use the authority he already gave them. The power doesn't need to come down from heaven. It already resides in you through the Holy Spirit's authority. It is not based on feelings. It's not based on emotions. It's based on your position in Christ. And you may not feel powerful, but the word says you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and not just above, but far above all principality, power, and dominion. That is the place of authority, and for that position, you can speak to sickness as a master. You can command pain to leave, symptoms to stop, organs to function properly, because you're not speaking in your own name, but in the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Authority is activated by faith-filled words. Jesus said to speak to the mountain, not to pray about the mountain. That means your healing will come not by asking, but by commanding. You speak directly to the problem. You don't ask God to heal you as if he's withholding it. You declare healing because he already gave it to you. Don't ask God to remove sickness and rebuke the sickness in Jesus' name and tell it to go. Exercise your dominion. You have dominion over it through the authority given you. Jesus did this wherever he went, and he never begged the Father to heal anyone. He spoke the word. He commanded demons to leave. He rebuked fevers. He laid hands on and released healing power. That same authority now belongs to every believer. The same Holy Spirit that anointed Jesus now lives in you, born again believer. That same authority flows through your words when they are spoken in faith. And too many believers live in fear of the enemy's power, forgetting that Jesus said we have authority over all the power of the enemy. That includes chronic pain, life-threatening disease, depression, anxiety, autoimmune conditions. That does not line up with the finished work of Christ when you know your authority. When you know your authority, you stop tolerating what the enemy throws at you. You stop accepting every diagnosis as permanent. You stop agreeing with fear and start speaking in faith. Authority is not about being loud or emotional. It's about confidence in what God has said. And when you speak in authority, heaven backs you up and hell trembles. You're not hoping God hears you. You're declaring what's already true in the realm of the Spirit. This authority is not automatic. It must be exercised. A police officer has authority because of the badge and the law behind it, but if he never lifts up his hand to stop the traffic, no one will yield to the power present. It must be enforced in the same way a believer must open their mouth and command healing, rebuke symptoms, resist feelings, and declare what the word says. James 4:4-7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. That includes the devil's work in your body. Sickness is not welcomed. In the temple of the Holy Spirit, your body is that temple, and you must guard it with the word and enforce the healing that Jesus already paid for. The enemy may try to test your authority. He may whisper lies, bring fear, or try to convince you that healing isn't for you. And that's when you rise up in faith and declare, "No, devil, you're a liar. I resist you in Jesus' name. I command the sickness to leave my body. My body is redeemed, healed, whole," and you say it again and again and again. You just keep saying it over and over again until your heart is full of confidence and your body begins to respond. You don't let up, period. You don't waver. You don't back down, because you know that authority has been given to you. I've just read it to you. "And nothing showed my enemies, and nothing showed my enemies will hurt you when it comes to receiving healing. Many believers understand that God is powerful, able to heal, but they miss the essential truth that the word must be spoken to be turned loose. There's a divine connection between faith in the mouth. Faith that is silent is incomplete. It's not enough to simply believe in the heart. The belief must find its expression in the word. Romans 10:9-10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." The word salvation in Scripture includes healing, deliverance, and wholeness. This principle of confession isn't just for salvation, for it also applies to healing. Until your mouth begins to echo what God has already said, the power of healing remains dormant. God's power is voice activated, and it responds to his spoken word in faith, to your word spoken out your mouth in faith. The problem with many Christians is not that they don't know healing scriptures, but they are silent. And when they should be speaking, they don't. They speak the wrong thing. Complaints, fear, symptoms, doctor's reports, and feelings. They talk about how bad the pain is, how long they've been sick. Nothing is working every time they speak those words. They are reinforcing the condition, and they're trying to get free. Proverbs 18:21 makes it clear that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue can destroy your body or heal it. Your words are not meaningless. They carry spiritual force. And every time you speak God's healing word, you are releasing the supernatural power of life into your physical body. The boldness in your confession comes from knowing what belongs to you. You speak healing with authority because you're not trying to convince God to do something. He's already done it. You are simply declaring and enforcing what Jesus has already provided through his death and resurrection. Think back on your authority. "All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth, and I now turn around and give it to you, believer." Hebrews 4:16 tells us to come to the throne of grace, not timidly, not fearfully, but boldly. And this must be reflected in the way we speak to our bodies when symptoms show up. You don't whisper a prayer and hope it goes away. You speak directly to the sickness with authority and declare what the word says, which is Isaiah 53:5. "By his stripes I am healed." Sickness, you have no place in my body. Pain, I rebuke every pain right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke every pain, every symptom, every disease, and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. These are the words that activate the healing power already within you through the Spirit of God. I'm talking about the born-again believer. You got to be born-again, people. Speak the word. It doesn't mean you deny reality. You are acknowledged a higher reality, the truth of God's word. In fact, the fact may be that there's pain in your body, but the truth is that Jesus already bore your pain. The fact may be that the diagnosis is serious, but the truth is that nothing is impossible with God. And confession is not based on how you feel or what the doctor said. It's based on what God has already said in his word, And the moment your words agree with his words, power begins to flow. Angels are dispatched. Healing is released. Your body begins to align with the divine blueprint. But this confession must be continuous. Not just once, not just on Sunday, not just when you're feeling good. You must speak the word when you wake up and the pain is there. You must speak it when fear is knocking on your heart. You must speak it. Nothing seems to be changing. The relentless nature of your confession is a sign of your trust in God's faithfulness. Faith doesn't need to see the result before it speaks. Faith speaks until the result is seen. The woman with the issue of blood, that's what our ministry is named after, Touched by Him Ministry, and what she did. She said, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole." She said it before she touched him. She said it while she was bleeding still, and the moment she acted on that bold confession, power flowed out of Jesus and healed her. The same principle, people, applies today. Our speech must be the language of faith, not silent doubt. It resists fear. It reminds your mind, your body, and the devil what God has promised. The enemy cannot stand against the believer who keeps speaking the word. He will try to make you feel foolish, tired, discouraged, or unworthy. But when you refuse to back down and say and keep saying what God has said, the power of healing continues to work in you. The more you speak, the more real it becomes. The word begins to dominate your thoughts, your emotions, and your physical body. And when that word has full expression through your mouth, it brings full manifestation in your body. Have consistency in speaking. The word is one of the most overlooked yet powerful principles in receiving healing. Your word, God's word spoken out your mouth. Too often, believers speak God's promise for a short time and then stop when they don't see immediate results. But the word of God is a seed, and like any seed, it requires planting, watering time, and consistent care to bring forth its fruit. And healing doesn't always show up in an instant. Sometimes it manifests gradually as a word begins to change your inner man's strength. Your spirit overrides the symptoms in your body. The key to walking in that healing is to keep speaking the word, especially when you don't feel healed. That is the battleground right here in the space between the confession and the manifestation. I'm going to say that one more time. The battleground is between your confession and the manifestation of your healing. The enemy thrives on discouragement. He'll use pain symptoms, delays, bad reports to where you've gone. His goal is to get you to stop speaking the word, because he knows as long as the word is in your mouth, it's working. The word of God is alive and powerful. It never fails. But the moment you stop speaking it and start speaking doubt or fear, you uproot the very seed you planted. It's not that the word didn't work. Jesus told us that the word is like a seed sown. The ones who see a harvest are those who keep the seed in the ground, who guard it, water it, and refuse to let circumstances choke it out. That means you must speak healing scriptures over yourself daily, consistently, and unwaveringly, whether you feel any different or not. There's power in repetition. Every time you declare, "By his stripes I am healed," you're not just repeating a phrase on your phrase, you're reinforcing a spiritual truth, building an atmosphere of faith, and you're driving out fear. Your words go into the unseen realm, and it starts rearranging what needs to be changed. Your immune system hears it, your bones hear it, your blood hears it. Just like God spoke the word into existence, he spoke the world into existence with words, you continue to speak healing into your body with his word. And Jesus is the word, people. You continue to speak healing into your body with his word, not in repudiation of it. When your heart is engaged, it's spiritual warfare, and your consistency is a sign to heaven and hell that you mean business. Most people give up too soon. They speak the word for a week, maybe even a month, then and when symptoms persist, they assume it didn't work, but the word always works. What changes is your ability to stand on it, believe it, and keep speaking it, and when everything around you screams otherwise. Galatians 6 and 9, this is out of the New King James, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We shall reap if we faint not. And that includes healing. You will reap the fruit of healing. If you don't give up, if you keep speaking life, and if you refuse to let the enemy silence you, God is not moved by desperation, people. He's moved by faith, and faith has a voice that continues to speak even in the dark. Your consistency in speaking the word doesn't just build your healing and build your character. It changes your spirit to trust the word more than your senses. It develops spiritual stamina. It teaches your body who's in charge. Symptoms are not the boss. Your spirit is, and your spirit-filled words with the word of God can command your body to align with what God has promised. But that alignment comes through daily declaration, not random bursts of faith. You can't speak healing one day and fear the next. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and cannot expect to receive anything from the Lord. You must set your heart to speak only what the Word says until the healing is complete. And even Jesus showed us this pattern when he was tempted in the wilderness. He responded to every attack with, "It is written." Didn't say it once, kept saying it until the enemy left. The devil didn't flee at the sight of Jesus. He fled at the sound of the word coming from his mouth. And that same principle applies to your healing. The devil doesn't fear your pain, your tears, or your effort. He fears the word. And when you keep speaking it day after day, night after night, you are resisting the devil, and he must flee from you. Your healing will break through, not just because you said the right words once, but because you refuse to stop speaking them. Then healing comes to those who stay consistent in confession, steadfast in faith, and unshakable in their trust that God will do exactly what he said. Healing is not a distant hope, people, or a future miracle waiting to happen. It's a finished work, secured by the blood of Jesus and delivered through the power of God's word. The authority to be healed has already been given you. The power is already present in you. The word is already alive and working. What remains is your response to believe it. Speak it and stand on it with every scripture you declare. A spiritual truth where the faith you release as a seed brings the harvest of healing closer, whether the change comes instantly or gradually. You're not waiting for God to move. He has already moved through the cross. And now it's your turn to enforce with bold, consistent, faithful confession. Say the word. Stand on the word. Live in the word, and healing will surely manifest in your body, because God is faithful to perform what he has promised. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Believe with all your spirit. Apply what you've heard. Speak healing scriptures daily. Walk by faith, not by sight, and you'll see the power of God transform your body. Stay strong. Stay consistent. The healing is yours, and it's on your way right now. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. And always remember, God's word never fails. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.